Jonathan. I want to start with the notion of the relationship. The notion of the relationship in Heder Mitzvah and Eker Mitzvah. For example, someone is poor, halacha l'maisa. Rachmana litzlan is poor, he comes into the shul, he has no money to buy for candles and oil. What do you do? Halacha l'maisa. What do we do? You give him one candle or five candles. It's the fifth night of Hanukkah. What do you do? One night, what do you one candle or five candles? Amount of money for one or five? And in Moshe, if your halacha is b'shem mechad in Moshe, you give him only one candle. We're not mechuyev to subsidize the man to do his heder mitzvah. We're not. And the or Sameach is b'dayak from the Rambam, you have to give him five candles. Because heder mitzvah becomes integrated into the ikar mitzvah. And it enhances it in a tremendous way, to the degree that if a person, the mice, does a full mitzvah in its most lunar fashion, he's lacking. Therefore, says the Orsamech, we look closer to Ram, Ram says Neiros, implying that on the fifth night you give him five. So what's this machlik is all about in the Chedin Moshe and the Orsamech on the other hand? What's the machlik is all about? Machlik is revolves upon, do we view the Heder Mitzvah as part of the Iker Mitzvah? Or no? Do we see the Heder Mitzvah as an external element that remains external and outside the Iker Mitzvah? Therefore, if your old becomes integrated, you have to give him five. If your old is external, then I'm not looking to subsidize the Heder Mitzvah, only the Iker Mitzvah. You follow me? Now, hopefully in this day and age, I would hope that they have the ability to give him five. How hard is it to give the guy five candles? Does it cost that much money? In those days, it was difficult. So we have this machlokes, but this machlokes revolves upon how to understand conception and relation to Heder Mitzvah and Iker. Follow me? I think it's Chemik Moshe. The Ralof puts from the Chemik Moshe against the Orsamea shot in Rambam. That's one afternoon. Number two, second afternoon. How do we place the candles in? Place the candles in right to left, and we light left to right. There is a sheet of the Vilna Gaon who argues on the Machab, and he says, Ein lo tam yireach, Iker, he says. He says, you should light also, the Gaon seems to say that you should light right to left. Right to left. That's what the Gaon says. We don't hold like that. But I believe the Gaon says you light from right to left against the Machab. What is that all about, this Machab? So we put them in right to left, and we light left to right. The Gaon says you do everything like that. Because you give the Cheshuvos to the most right-hand candle. You follow me, Azriel? That's the theory of the Gaon. Okay? That's the theory of the Gaon. Where is everybody? A lot of guys missing, bro. People aren't feeling well, they're licensed. A lot of people aren't feeling well, bro. Is Nate still not feeling well? What do you say?
I texted him yesterday.
Was it feeling good? Was it misinformation? Was it feeling good, he said? Okay, Yom and Berman and Gabriel, and where's Owen and Owen and the Yom and Benji Wilber, Mayor Haas? Nobody's, where's Mayor Haas? And the strong Jonathan Linder still has Jonathan Linder. Is it 5 days or 3 days? Five or three? Okay, let's continue. So, according to the Vilna Gaon, he's of the opinion that the Heder Mitzvah candles are not the same level. So how do you determine which candles the Iker Mitzvah? You tell me. The one you put on the most right, yes? That's the Iker Mitzvah for that night, no? So if you're putting the candles in right to left, that's the Iker Mitzvah candle. All the other ones are Heder Mitzvah candles. It's not right to light the Heder Mitzvah candle and put the Iker Mitzvah candle. It's just not right. So the Vilna Gaon says you should also light right to left. That's the theory of the Gaon.
Who's to say that it's the right one that's the theory?
I guess it's the first one you put in. That's the assumption, I'm assuming. The one you declare, the one you put in the most right, you're declaring that the commits a candle. So the Gaon says you should light, but that is assuming, you follow me, that the hitter bits of candles are not on the same adrega as the what? As the increments of candles. You follow what I'm saying? But our response back to that from a Kama Rite Jolti is the following. Is that since the hitter bits becomes integrated into the what? Into the increments of candles, they remain on the same what? They remain on the same level. Since they remain on the same level, you follow me? Then I have a situation where we, you know, there's a general mandate. This is where you go to the right, lahafnot liyamin, because we always want to turn to the right one. So therefore, since the intermittent candles are the same madrega as the intermittent candles, you might as well start lamaisa from the most left, so you can light towards the right. But the premise of the machlekes, the anchor of the machlekes, is how do you view the intermittent? Is the intermittent the hidden but integrated? Or are they considered to be separate? You follow me? You got that? That's the crux of this
Lablankus. It should be the opposite, though.
Why?
Because the Iker Mitzvah is the one that you have to light every day, which is going to be the same one, same position on the menorah. But the Hidden Mitzvah is the additional one that you're adding.
I know, but how do you determine, like as Israel said, which one is the Iker Mitzvah candle? The one you put in first.
That's probably it. But
and that's the most right one.
Right. So it should be the opposite, though.
Which would be the opposite?
The Iker Mitzvah is the most right one, unless that's the one you start off doing the mitzvah with, the Iker Mitzvah. And the Hidden Mitzvah
that's
is
why
the one
Golden,
that you
but that's why the Golden Gaon says that you light from the right to left, which we don't do.
So you start with the Iker Mitzvah.
He says you start with the Iker Mitzvah, but his assumption is that the Hidden Mitzvah is not, the Hidden Mitzvah candles are not on the same level as the Iker Mitzvah candles. Follow me?
Yeah.
We don't follow them in it, because we take the approach that the Hidden Mitzvah is in fact on the same level. They become integrated, and therefore you want to create a scenario where you go rightward. So you put them in right to left, but light left to right. You're lighting hitter mitzvah candle first, but it's the same level. You follow me? So these are two good nafkamines. Yes, go ahead, John.
Why
do you
go and say like that? You could say, you could flip to the other side and say, you could put them in from left to right, and then off the light from left.
You put them in left to right, you're saying?
And then,
but I think the notion of the placement of the Iker Mitzvah candle will take precedent over going to the right. When you look at the Chanukiah, you want to look at the rightmost candle and say, that's the Iker Mitzvah candle. You hear what I'm saying? That takes precedence, that placement. What you're saying is a good concept, but that takes precedent over what? Over that notion of going to the right. Okay? Very good. Excellent. Okay. So that's the second afternoon. Let's give a third afternoon. There is a principle I'm sure you're all familiar with, using a shamish. Why do we use the shamish? Why do we use the shamish? So that you won't have enough from the other candles. Excuse me, the truth of the matter is I recommend you don't use the shamash either, because the shamash is so close to the other candles. If you're getting enough from the other, from the shamash, you better bet your bottom dollar you're also getting enough from the other ones. But theoretically, that was the purpose of the shamash, okay? You don't have to have a shamash, because there is a principle called Mavikin Minir Lanir. You heard of it? What is Mavikin Minir? You can light from one candle to the other. If you don't have a shamash, we would pass it. That's what the Ramah says. But there is the Shari Tshuva quotes the Tshuva's base Yehuda that says, not that way. There is a chumra not to do that, not to be madlik v'nir l'nir. Take a match and light every candle separately. Why is there such a chumra? Why would you have such a chumra? Well, it's a lot of honesty. But this is a mitzvah with the Rabbanim, Balamorz is a mitzvah Rabbanim, you're right. In other words, Azriel's saying, not a lot of benefit from the flame when you're doing a mitzvah. Right, you're doing it for a mitzvah though. So is it mitzvah hana? So mitzvah Rabbanim, we usually do say it's hana. But you're right. But what's the problem? The problem is go ahead. Right, if you take the Hidder Mitzvah, if you take the Iker Mitzvah candle and light from the Iker Mitzvah candle to the Hidder Mitzvah candle, that's disrespectful. They're not on the same adrenaline, no. That's if you hold it's external and becomes, and remains separate. If you assume it becomes integrated, Then they're on the same madriga, and it's not a problem. So the Ramon that writes, no problem, madlikim in there, and there, holds the hiddur mitzvah, becomes integrated in the ikar mitzvah. But if you hold the hiddur mitzvah is external, yes, if you hold the hiddur mitzvah is external, then it's disrespectful to take the ikar mitzvah candle and light from the ikar mitzvah. So that's three nafkaminas so far. Yes? Three nafkaminas all relate to how you view the hiddur mitzvah. Is it considered to be an ikar mitzvah or not? Yes, go ahead. Yom Jackson, go ahead.
Does it make a difference whether
you're
looking like Rambam
as opposed to whether the hydrogen is based off of the ikar? I mean, based on what we said yesterday, it's pattern after kol or not. I don't think it is based on it. It's an excellent mahar you bring it up because I don't think it has to be related. But I will give you an example of the Machlokes Rambam tour, okay? I'll give you an example of Machlokes Rambam tour about hiddur mitzvah, whether it's considered to be part of the ikar or external. Are you familiar with when a person does a meal, it's called tzitzit enim achla? There are parts of the skin that need to for sure be taken off to perform its amila, and there are parts that are not ma'ake. Sitzim means parts of the skin. Are you a moyo also? Surprised you're not a moyo. Your father's not a moyo either?
No, my grandfather is.
Your grandfather knew he had to have some, because, you know, also I saw a sign that you're going to be interviewed, no?
Tonight.
If you get a chance to be interviewed over in Sefer, yes? But Lamais, I'm surprised you because you're always doing like Shech. I'm surprised you don't Shech either, you know?
I've done Shkita before.
You have done Shkita. I knew you had to have done it once. What, a chicken or a cow?
Chicken. Cows are too expensive. They don't want to trust new people.
Okay. So it comes out, the chicken that you Shechta, was it kosher?
The first one wasn't, the second one was.
Really? Why wasn't the first one kosher?
The showcase was actually like watching over me. He was holding the chicken and told me to stop too early before I actually cut the
So it was his fault.
I wanted to keep going. He said, no, that's enough, that's enough. I saw the blood squirt out from the jugular.
But it turned out that it wasn't
even halfway through.
Why did he tell you to stop?
Because they cut the jugular and sprayed so much blood, he thought I went so far down.
Why don't they just cut the whole head off?
Because the idea is you only have to do the 50%.
I know.
And then you want to take all the blood and put it in the ground. So if you're going to keep shuffling it, you're not going to be able to put it back wherever you're going to,
Why? You lose the blood?
Yeah, it starts like spraying all over the place instead of you putting it wherever you're going to bury it.
So you're saying they on purpose do row? You know, they don't do the whole thing?
They purposely do it as fast as they can.
They never cut the whole head off?
The factory show of them are very good. It goes all the way through, mm-hmm. and they can just throw it in a box.
Do they cut the whole head off?
Not the whole thing. It goes up to the, until the neck, like until the spine.
So what I wanted to bring out is, that's called hiddur mitzvah, tzitzin shenem achla, get all the skin off. What happens if a guy does a mila and he left those parts not done, and he finished? Is there any Indian to go back and do the tzitzin shenem achla? So is the Machlokes Rambam against Rashi and Tzur, is that talking about Shabbos only or during the week? On Shabbos, you know you can't do it because the special heter only do the real meal on Shabbos. But if you miss the hiddur mitzvah, is not done for Shabbos. But if you say the Gemara is talking about during the week, what's going on? What's the big deal? Just go back and finish it. No. So if it's a lady's ma'afir, because hiddur mitzvah only has a life when you're doing the ikar mitzvah. If you're done with the ikar mitzvah, it's expired already, then hiddur mitzvah is meaningless. You follow what I'm saying? See, that's a finish to show you hiddur mitzvah is part of the energy of the reef. The hiddur mitzvah is done, there's no path of air anymore. You follow me? So it happens to be that the Rambam, you have the Gemara Shabbos? Happens to be the Rambam, remember we're saying that the Rambam is, remember we're saying the Rambam says that it's modified Mahajan and Mahajan? So it says in the Rashi, the Tur, hold on to these two. This is a mild and what? He says it's a kufla and a gimel on the base. The Rashi says, old man, is it talking about Shabbos or is it talking about And during the week, if you look at Rashi here, Rashi says, I put from a given of days, he says, Amal the Shabbos, there it is. What does Amal the Shabbos mean? Rashi, that during the week you would go back. So Rashi, the tour of Binyamin, holds that hitter is external, and you could go back. The Rambam holds that it only exists when you're doing what? The Ikramitzah. So it could be, the Rambam holds, the general relationship is that it's part of the Ikram. They call it Torakula. But we said the Rambam said it's boxed in by Hanukkah, so it doesn't really fit. You follow me? Rashi, Tezu Ben Hananel, said the Ikramitzah is bad after call Torakula. But at the same time, it's what? At the same time, what is it? It's part of the what? It's not. It's separate. No, it's separate. According to the Rambam, it's not bad after the Kol Torah, but it's part of it. You follow me? So it doesn't really jive well. It's bad. According to Rambam, it's not bad after Kol Torah Kulah. But why? Because according to the Rambam, it's boxed in. But at the same time, the Rambam holds that the hitter only exists when the what? When the ikker exists. You follow me? So it comes out, but not necessarily. How about Talia? That's what I'm suggesting. Okay, one more nafkamina that we got to learn. We're going to learn with the Rosh Hashanah. If you today as a tshuva, let's say the fifth line of Tanakh, use that as an example. There was something special about the fifth line too. They say from the Rebbe's on top. It's the only night that can't be Shabbos. You know that? There's only one night of Tanakh that cannot be on Shabbos. You know which one it is? The fifth night, I think, no? Maybe someone can Google it otherwise. But that shows it has some innate kedusha that doesn't have to be on Shabbos. Follow me? So what happens on the fifth night of Hanukkah? You're lighting one candle, two candles, oh, and you say, oh, I forgot the brachas. Is it too late or not? Is it too late to say the brachas? What do you say? Is it too late? So, number one, let's get this. You got this, John, let's get it. What's all up? You lift the first, second, third candle. Fifth night to happy Shabbos. You see, there's some innate traditions. In other nights, they always rest assured that whatever year it is, they call it on Shabbos. They get extinction on Shabbos. So it's special that the fifth night has innate traditions. So you lift the first two candles, you're chanting the brachas. What do you do? Is it too late to say the brachas? So the Gemara says no. For three reasons, you can still say the brachas. Number one, is a machlis, the B'chadish Eli Al-Rabba, where you can say a brachas, I'm looking at this one. If you only gave out Rabba, you could. Number one. Number two, pulling it to school in the Navar Halen over Lassi Yasun. Rabba says you have to say it's Liku. You need the Bracha before they can use cards. Can you say the Bracha after the Mitzvah? Yes, according to the Gosh Hashri, not according to the Rabba. But at least there's a Shikli to rely on. You can say the Bracha right after the Mitzvah. You know, in a whole like the Lamaisa, but there's a Shikli. And then the third Svar is Hachi what? You're still in the window of what? The Shiganisa. So, still say the Bracha. For those three reasons, Rabbi Kidega says you can say the Bracha. But what we're suggesting is another nafkamina, because if you hold Hitter Mitzvah, becomes part of the what? Hitter Mitzvah, then I'm not done with the Bracha yet. I haven't finished all the candles, I'm not done with the Mitzvah yet, rather. I haven't lit all the candles, so I can still say the Bracha. If you hold that it's what? That it's intrinsic. Then maybe you could say, oh, maybe I shouldn't say the bracha. That's really impossible. You could still say the bracha Allah Almighty. So those are four nafkamins I want you to get regarding Hanukkah, Allah Almighty, whether you can integrate it or not. Okay? All right, very good. Let's switch break here. Okay? All right, who's, Binyamin, why don't you get started? We'll get